From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Vladimir Putin has declared a nationwide day of mourning Monday for the 92 people, including a popular military choir, on board the plane that crashed into the Black Sea Sunday. Putin has ordered a detailed investigation into the cause of the crash. He added that everything will be done to support the families of the victims. The Russian Defense Ministry says the plane crashed after taking off from the resort town of Sochi, bound for an airbase in Syria. This conductor of a local Moscow church called the crash a catastrophe for the world of music and song, because of the best of the Alexandrov ensemble have been killed. Officials say debris from the aircraft and some bodies have been found just off the Russian coast. The main section of the plane has also been located. There is no indication so far what might have caused the crash. There was no distress signal sent from the cockpit. Pope Francis urged peace around the world as he made his traditional Christmas address Sunday, speaking from St. Peter's Basilica. Francis spoke of those suffering through the Syrian war and urged the international community to find a negotiated solution to the conflict. Francis also spoke of the victims of terrorism following the truck attack in Berlin that recently left 12 dead and dozens injured. The pontiff said peace to those who have lost a person dear to them as a result of brutal acts of terrorism, and to those who have sown fear and death into the hearts of so many countries and cities. Pope Francis also urged Israelis and Palestinians to have the courage and determination to write a new page of history where hate and revenge give way to the will to build together a future of mutual understanding and harmony. This is VOA News. Christians in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo are celebrating a special Christmas Day service Sunday. They attended prayers for the first time since government forces took over full control of the city since rebels took over 4 years ago. Some worshippers expressed hope that peace will prevail in their country after years of bloodshed and hardship. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is voicing outrage at a UN Security Council vote calling for an end to further settlement activity in the occupied territories, saying he ordered his government to withhold $8 million to five UN institutions. Netanyahu called the U.S. abstention and the resolution itself, in his words, shameful, and he said his government would ignore its provisions.
For decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue. We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away. And as I told John Kerry on Thursday, friends don't take friends to the Security Council.
Netanyahu also recalled Israel's ambassadors to New Zealand and Senegal, two of the resolution's four sponsors, and suspended Israeli aid programs to the West African nation. Parts of the Philippines have been evacuated after a powerful typhoon made landfall Sunday. The Weather Service in Manila says Typhoon Nakten, with gusts of 235 kilometers per hour, struck Sunday evening on a remote island. Tens of thousands of residents have evacuated from coastal regions where forecasters are warning about possible huge waves and flooding. Nakten is expected to reach densely populated areas of the Philippines, including the capital, Manila, in the coming hours through Monday. A strong earthquake struck southern Chile on Sunday, prompting authorities to issue a tsunami warning. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey said the tremor had a magnitude of 7.7 and was centered about 40 kilometers southwest of Chile's sparsely populated southern coast. It was the third earthquake this month of a 7.7 magnitude or higher along the quake-prone Pacific Rim, sometimes referred to as the Ring of Fire. And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he intends to dissolve his charitable foundation, which is currently under investigation in New York State in an effort to avoid any conflicts of interest before he takes office next month. Trump gave no timetable for the closing of the Donald J. Trump Foundation. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.